Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. The following is the live show from this past Sunday night, Mother's Day, May 12th, 2024. During this hour, we took your calls. Scotty G joined me, of course, and we talked a lot of Disney cruising because we had some great calls from Megan out in Pennsylvania and Jared in a small town in Illinois. And Jared just got back from a great seven-night Eastern sailing on the Disney Fantasy, which I'll be going on here in just 50-some days. So I had to pick his brain a little bit about what I need to not miss on my cruise. And, of course, Megan is going on the Disney Dream here without her kids for the first time. And we talked about what she's excited for. And she's a veteran Disney Cruise Line guest, so she knows what she's getting into, but has some great comments on that. We also talked about the anticipated opening date. Now that we think we have a date for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, the opening of the new DVC Tower this coming December now over at the Polynesian, and much more. Lots of fun talk on today's show. As always, today's podcast brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney Vacation for no additional cost to you. Check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really does help us out as well. And you can support the show on Patreon. Just $5 a month helps us out tremendously. And for that, you'll get a bonus show every week. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Coming over this week, we'd love to have you at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line for Sunday night, May 11th. It's Mother's Day here on the BOGP Open Line. It's you, me, and Scotty G and an audience of thousands here around the world. We're going to have a good time tonight. Talking Disney at 407-413-9395. That's 407-413-9395. We have some breaking news today. How about that? Dropping news on Mother's Day. But first of all, happy Mother's Day to all of our Disney moms out in our audience. We love you guys. We know that we, as husbands, we don't appreciate you enough. As, you know, we all have our moms, and we know that we probably put you through the ringer multiple times a day. I know I did for my mom and my grandma and everybody that I came in contact with, my wife. I still do. I'm probably a third child. She says it all the time. So today, my sidekick is here. We're going to have a good time. My brother from another mother, and apparently from this week, a Michigan man. We have Scotty G. How's Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't see good old.
Are you wearing khakis tonight? Is the question. That's right. And like Nikes and khakis.
I know.
And
maybe,
like,
I should have wore khakis on the tour. I wore jeans and a dress shirt. But yeah. Happy Sunday to you, Mike. I survived Ann Arbor. It was fine. I mean, it's like an hour from here. It's the rival. You know, I've been there many times, but never actually did like an official campus tour. So that was kind of cool. I will tell you though, this is not the homer in me. Their campus, not as spectacular as Michigan State's, I got to say. And that's me being honest. And I've heard others say that too. Even like Michigan fans will say that. People that went there, maybe. Maybe not people that went there. But it is beautiful. There are some cool buildings. It was nice because, like, you can't really see their campus from the streets, like the roads. You know, you had to, like, get into it. So it was kind of nice to get into it. But the campus, the tour was very short. We didn't go into a classroom. We didn't go into a dorm. So that, like, was kind of disappointing because those are things you kind of want to see, right? So we might do another tour on our own.
I know you need to contact Connor Stallions.
There you go.
you got to get the right tour guide.
That guy might be able to hook it up, right?
Yeah. Exactly. What are you doing?
You know, just bribe him a little bit. He might let you in to one of those dorms. Yeah. Just got to cheat a little bit. But yeah, so it was cool to see. We actually might go back because they gave us like do your own kind of self-guided tour, because we only saw Central Campus and there's three like kind of campuses. So we might try it again. Maybe we'll vlog that one because it'll be a little bit easier. But it was cool to see. We had a great meal afterwards, kind of like a Mother's Day brunch on a Saturday. And yeah, happy to be here on Sunday answering our answering calls from our favorite people. You know, this is like one of my favorite shows of the week.
Yeah, and we know that people are probably, as we're recording live here on Mother's Day, late afternoon, early evening, probably out with their wives and moms and everything, having dinner, because you're trying to keep in good graces, which you should be. Moms should be kicking back and enjoying the day. So we'll take the calls, and if we don't get a ton of calls, we'll make this a shorter show. But we do have some breaking news that we found out, and we've been talking about it all afternoon since early this morning in the clubhouse, the BOGP clubhouse, which you can get in on. The conversation happens 24/7, literally, because we have so many folks from overseas that it is just always going. That we got a date early this morning for Tiana's Bayou Adventure opening date. And it's ironic because I did hear this afternoon, I haven't seen this published anywhere, but did you see that somebody said that they pulled the date back, that it was maybe a mistake? Somebody posted that just in the last hour.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've been on the golf course all day, so I don't know a whole lot about this. I saw like they were going to announce it on American Idol.
I did see that first. That was from Scott Gustin. But
then all of a sudden there's a date, so that's right. Why I feel like it's confusing.
Yeah. That's what I see. And so Scott Gustin posted, and he Disney feeds the information to him. It's just It's like if you're an Apple fan, Mark Gurman, they give everything to him. So like you know, like it's fed to him. So you know that's like solid. That's why I always retweet him in the Discord rather than anybody else. Like if it's him, it's solid. So I saw that early this morning, posted that American Idol, stay tuned. They're going to give you some information. Then immediately somebody's like, boom, June 28th. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Because I thought we had to tune into American Idol. What's going to happen on American Idol? And so I thought that date was interesting. And I think it's credible because I think they do want to have it open for the 4th of July because it's going to be obviously a busy weekend. It's a holiday weekend. It'd be great for promotional stuff. It'll look good for the holiday weekend. Right. But it's ironic because you and I have been, you were saying Juneteenth. I was saying 4th of July. And I mean, wham, right down the middle. We split it right down the middle. I was thinking we couldn't have been like right down the middle more.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be legit because like, where did that date come from? I think there was like a press release that may have been pulled or something that someone submitted. They hit the button a little too early, and it happens, you know, in a big company like that. So if it's going to be June 28th, that's great for all those. I mean, that's the thing. Some people are going to miss out, Mike, potentially. Like, oh man, I was going home on the 27th, you know, like that breaks you a little, but maybe there'll be some previews. I know we don't have any details on that either right now. So you never know.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be somebody that's like, you know, if they'd open on the 4th of July, I'm going home right before the holiday. Or if they'd have opened it on Juneteenth, you know, it's, I was going down right as school got out.
What about you? So, are you going to want to get a one-day ticket now?
See, here's a question I wanted to bring to our audience. And I am dead serious about this question because I've been wondering how people feel. Because I don't feel like, no, I'm not getting a one-day ticket for this attraction. And here's why. Philosophically, is this a new attraction or is this a retheme of an old attraction? I don't see this as a new attraction. I still see this as a retheme of an old attraction. Just kind of like I don't see that Frozen Ever After is technically a new attraction. It's still kind of Maelstrom with a new skin. Because they didn't really take it down.
Yes and no for me, but yeah.
I mean, I think Maelstrom to Frozen Ever After is probably more of a new attraction than Splash Mountain to Tiana's Bayou Adventure. Having not ridden it yet, I think. I could be wrong. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, so the track system will be the same, right? So like the ride system mechanics, but like all the animatronics, the story will be different, the music. So it's going to feel new, but yeah, you know, like, I mean, I don't think they're going to take any of the, I mean, obviously the main drop is still going to be there, but I don't think they've like done any other changes to the ride system. So I see what you're saying there, Mike. Like you've done that before, but you haven't done it to that cool theme, like on the bayou. Like, I know, but I thought that was tricky because you're going to have your whole family there, but that would be expensive just to do a one day ticket before your cruise. And like, and that's not in the plans, but you're going to be so close to trying it though. You're going to be right there.
Yeah. No, I am not paying that much for one ride, dude. I would not even buy an individual lightning lane if I was in there with an annual pass. Like
would you go by yourself? Do you have your annual pass? Like you can hop in there and just do it.
No, I probably won't. I wouldn't do that to my family. Like I don't feel the need to ride it that much. Like, I mean, I'm excited for it. And if my family was in there, I would rope drop it and I would go straight there. That'd be my first attraction in the park. But I've done Splash Mountain so many times in my life. Like I want to do this new version of it, but I'm not losing my mind like Tron or like, you know, something that is just brand new.
I'm more excited for this than Tron.
But see, like, Tron was, like, totally, like, ground, like, from the ground up, you know, or so, I'm trying to think of something different. Like, not even Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because that was, like, your typical, like, just Mine Train roller coaster. I mean, that wasn't even, I'm trying to think of something that would be, because like, even Guardians of the Galaxy, when I went down there, I was pretty excited for that until it almost made me hurl. Like, because that was like a brand new roller coaster nobody had ever seen. Like, they've been building it for like 4 years and the building was huge. I was like, what is in that building? I'm super excited for it. Don't get me wrong. Like, when I go in there the next time I'm there and like I have my ticket, I'm rope dropping and I'm going straight back. Like, that is going to be my first ride. But am I paying like for a 1 day ticket to ride this? Heck no. Because I'm cheap. Like, I mean, it's just, there's no ride.
Yeah, I know. A 1 day ticket is so expensive. That I was kind of joking, half joking with that question. Yeah, I know you're going to have. Well, you're going to have Zoe and pay, like, you're going to have five people. Like,
yeah, I'm going to
spend $1,000 just to ride up. Yeah.
Guess what? We're seeing the free drone show at Disney Springs.
And that's cool as heck. Yeah.
Doing deluxe burger or polite pig and calling it a night. You know what I'm saying? And getting out of there for like $200.
And you're going to see it. You're going to see it plenty of times.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. There's gonna be future It'll be there for 20 years. Exactly. It'll be the same attraction. So another thing that I saw in the news today real quick is we're at the top of the show. And again, we want to take your calls at 407-413-9395. So give us a holler. Get in on the questions we're having here. We want you in on the conversation. Is that I saw that today, May 12th, is the very last day for the flotillas over at Animal Kingdom. No more flotillas. They're moving all the character meet and greets to land. So that COVID invention gone for good. What do you think?
Man, that kind of breaks my heart a little bit because I loved seeing those.
Me too.
You would just be walking by, like, across a bridge, and all of a sudden you hear this, like, like, this, like, great music.
Well, they are.
Like,
the one,
like, where's the drums coming from?
Well, they are keeping one, and that's the drummers. The drummers are staying. Oh, okay. There's a drum group that's the only one they're keeping, but the character flotillas are gone. Like, any that have characters, gone.
That still bums me out. Those are so fun to see. Like, I know it was like a weird time, but like, I love that. I thought that was one of the best things that came out of that. It was just like great entertainment that you could just see the characters floating by as you were just enjoying your Animal Kingdom day. But if that means more meet and greets on land, then that could be a good thing, right? Because then you can actually have those interactions with those characters in a different way. But yeah, like, I want both. I'm greedy, Mike. I want both of them.
I know, because I was wondering, because I love the flotillas, because they're kind of like that surprise and delight experience that a lot of people get to have all at once. You know, just walking from Discovery Island over to Africa, and all of a sudden you see the boat go, you know, come approach the bridge, and it's, I don't know, Pumbaa. And, you know, he's waving, and you're waving, and you get a shot of him. But, I mean, again, you know, at best, you might get a selfie that's probably kind of challenging to take. You know, if Pumbaa moves now to land, you're going to get a great shot. You're going to probably get 10 pictures. So it's probably a better photo experience to share on social media. But yeah, it's one of those things. I think that they nailed it for COVID. You know, that was social distance. It was a great opportunity to see the characters. So as bad as COVID was, and we went down there a lot during that time, especially together, we did a lot of trips together. There were things that Disney really kind of knocked out of the park that are, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that we're back to normal. Don't get me wrong, but that was one of the better things, I think.
That was definitely one of the better things. Now, did they say in this announcement at all if Kite Tales is coming back? I loved that show. Like,
they're like hooking them to the drones, I think, at Disney Springs.
That was the best thing, man. Like, I don't know if you actually saw it, but like, I would just crack up the entire time I was in there. It would get hot though. That was a problem. That theater area, like during the day, gets blazing hot. But man, that would be awesome if they bring that back. But
I never saw Kite Tales. But
oh man, it was so good.
You loved it. It's so funny.
See like the balloon crashing at the end. Oh man, that was like the first reel I ever made. I think it was like the
Baloo the bear. Yeah. He's bear, right? Is that what he was?
Yeah, Baloo the balloon just crashing into the stands, man.
So
awesome.
I never got to see that, and very few people did. So that's really, I was wondering that. So that's another topic I want to bring to the table tonight, because we've been having some fun discussions. And shout out to Trisha, one of our great Disney moms on Mother's Day here in our Discord up in Wisconsin, who always hosts a daily trivia question in the clubhouse, which jump in and just do the daily trivia. No prizes, except for you get to have some pride when you get it right. And every once in a while I get one right and I'm like, yes, because we got smoked in trivia. We did a big trivia for our football team Friday night, and we were winning the first couple rounds. We got the Smarty Trophy. We took our picture with it. We're like, we're going home with the money, baby, because it's a 10-round trivia, 10 questions each round. Then the last two categories, Friends and Marvel.
Oh, man.
Dude, we need it. That's what I said on, I think I said on Mike in the Midwest today, if you're a Patreon supporter. So I said, if I'd have had some of my friends like Scott, I said, dude, Scott was telling the whole ship a couple of podcast cruises ago after Mixology, every Friends fact in the world, whether you wanted to know it or not. So I needed Scott at the table for Friends, and half the Discord could have helped me out for Marvel, because obviously none of us knew Marvel. We got eliminated the last two rounds. So anyway.
But side note, I like Pam's hair. Like, I like, she like kind of curled her hair that day. It looked like,
I mean, we thought that would help us. I don't know. Mallory did that for her. So we're the cheer parent fam table out of 50 tables. We are rocking it. The cheer parents trying to steal the moolah in trivia. But anyway, Trisha hosts trivia. Now I forgot where I was going with this. Oh, so this week we've been talking about Star Wars weekends, right? Kind of the theme was Star Wars stuff and Star Wars weekends. And it got us talking about Hyperspace Hoopla. So I have a question, and we got a call, but I want to take this call, but the question's going to be after this call, and I'll ask our caller this too. What is the most unique thing you have done or seen at Walt Disney World that you think maybe nobody else has seen in our audience? Like the most obscure thing you've gotten to do that nobody else has gotten to do. But we have our first caller of the night. Hey, who's joining us? Thanks for calling in.
Mike, Scotty G, this is Jared.
Jared?
Jared.
What is going on?
What's going on, guys?
Hopefully good to see
Scotty
you.
Hey, Scotty G, that is one sharp-looking shirt you got on.
Oh, I appreciate that. I got the good old whale rocking today.
Scott
and
always
it's blue. It looks like it's in the ocean. I love it.
Scott always looks good.
Fresh from the whale store.
That's right. What's you know, up? Mike, in a couple of weeks, I'm gonna go to the whale store.
I got to tour the new whale store down at Disney. No, it is Disney Springs. I almost called it the wrong thing again. How many years has it been Disney Springs?
I still call it Downtown Disney, but that's West Coast. So
forever
old,
and always
old school. Yeah. So it looks, Kim Taylor posted some pictures in our Discord. She said it's small.
Actually it's quite a bit bigger than the one we had down at Plaza Frontenac, which is, you know, that's not easy or that's not hard to do.
Plaza Frontenac. I always make fun of my girls when they go there. I'm like, we are not Plaza Frontenac people. Only St. Louis people will get that reference, but go ahead.
We went in there and, you know, I was doing, you know, research for the show, right? Sure. Scotty G asked me if they had any, you know, cross promotion collab, you know, Vineyard Vines, Disney stuff, which they do not. So I asked the guy that was working there, one of the sales people that was working there about promotional or cross promotional items like that. And he's like, we've been open for 1 week and 1 day, and everybody asks that question. And as of right now, they do not. But with everybody asking it, clearly the demand is there. So he's pretty confident that they will shortly.
Awesome. No, that's good to hear. But I feel like we see that in the resorts, though. Didn't you send me some resort merch? Because I think Grand Floridian, for instance, has like a VV.
Old Key West. We were, it was pre-cruise breakfast at Olivia's. And while we were waiting for our table, looking through the gift shop, and they had Vineyard Vines, Old Key West, shirts and pullovers.
Yeah.
So it does exist. It is a thing that exists in the wild. They just don't have it at the Vineyard Vines store yet.
That's awesome. So Jared, so you just got back from a 7-night Eastern Caribbean cruise, which I believe our boy Mike is going to be doing. So
never done it.
You have some highlights to share for
us? Yes, that's what I was getting ready to ask. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just checked 54 days.
It was spectacular. We got back Sunday night, and this week, guys, this week has been rough. This is the biggest case of vacation brain I have ever had to encounter. Getting through this week was a total nightmare, but that means that my vacation was just that much more spectacular. We went down about four nights, I guess, before the cruise and spent 3 days in the parks while we still had our annual passes. Sadly, while we were out at sea, our passes expired on April 30. So we are former annual pass holders.
Ooh.
The cruise itself, the cruise was amazing. Mike, it's, you know, 3 days at sea.
That is going to be the bomb. Was that the best way to start? I mean, it's like you get on a Saturday, you don't even get to a port till Tuesday. I can't imagine. That's going to be wild.
It was for me because we, Stacy and I had never been on a Dream Class ship before. So this was our first time on a, you know, on the Fantasy, and never, you know, never had been on a ship like that. So to get 2 full days at sea to, you know, explore the ship, learn about the ship, find our favorite spots, it was, for me, it was the best way to do it. I like a sea day myself. So
it's my favorite.
So it was awesome.
Let me ask you this. I got to get you some questions before you go. So best of the adult, like, bar areas, because my favorite on the ship, O'Gill's. I love O'Gill's, but it's a sports bar. I mean, that's pretty predictable. What about you? What was your favorite?
No question. It was Skyline.
So we did
O'Gill's. So embarkation day. What we do is we like to try out all of the little bar areas, the lounges, to see which one is going to have, you know, the best bartenders, the best servers, the best, you know, personal interaction to hang out. And on this one, it was Skyline. O'Gill's, there was no personality with the crew that was working in that space at that time. Not to say that O'Gill's couldn't be an awesome spot. Just for us this time, it was not. But for us, it was Skyline. We had, you know, Yelena was the head bartender. We had Ella from Ukraine, who was like the bar back, and Damien from South Africa, who was the server. It was awesome. We went there like every single day, closed the place down every single night.
That's awesome. Mike, we have some good memories in Skyline. Remember, In Jamaica, we had our mixology.
Yeah, the guy from Jamaica that balanced
he balanced like 2 bottles on his nose.
Yeah, the tequila bottle on his nose. And yeah, because we did a 7-night podcast cruise on the Fantasy of Western, and we had so many people on the cruise, and we did this on the Dream too. We had so many people on the cruise, we had to do 2 separate mixology classes because we couldn't fit people into one. So we had to do 2 different ones of mixology, and like, somebody didn't show up to the second one. So I did back-to-back mixologies, and I got messed up. I think, Scott, you did too, didn't you?
I've done that many times.
Oh, my God. For somebody that never drinks, it was just a mistake. But I'm like, somebody's like, you're hosting. You need to be at both. I'm like, I don't even drink. Like, and they're just throwing them at me. But one of them was in Meridian. Like, we did back-to-backs. And were you on that one? The one where you did Meridian. Back-to-backs at Meridian?
Holy Jared, did God. You go to Meridian, like that bar between Paolo and Remy?
So Stacy and I also did 2 mixologies on this cruise, and we weren't even participating in a podcast cruise. But we did one on that first day at sea up in Meridian, and then we had another one a few days later in Skyline. So we got to kind of experience both of them.
Awesome. I love Meridian. I just love that bar. I don't know, something about the views of the ocean from up there. It's just a gorgeous bar.
I just remember that was the one that got me. It was the one in Meridian. It was a back-to-back in Meridian. That one got me worse than any other mixology class. So you guys went to Tortola. You went to St. Thomas. What did you guys, what were highlights of your ports?
In Tortola, we did the zip line tour.
Oh, we're doing that in Tortola. Was that awesome? That's what we're signed up for. That's awesome that you did that.
It was so fun.
Sweet.
The bus trip, the bus ride or the van ride up to the zip line is interesting.
Oh God.
They cram you into this I can't even call it a glorified church bus because it's like a micro church bus, but it still seats like 12 or 15 people. You know, all these islands are basically, they're just little mountains out in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So you're going up these steep hills. And this van had had air conditioning, but when you're going up a steep hill, the guy would get over the PA, says, please open up the windows, and he would turn off the AC so that the van could make it up the hill.
Oh Lord. Oh. So it's gonna get smoking hot and I'm gonna get car sick. Oh, wonderful.
No, it was great. The whole experience in and of itself was spectacular. They take you up, not the highest point of the island, but it's pretty high up and it overlooks the port, so you're zip lining out over, you know, basically tropical island jungle with your ship in the background down at the bottom of the mountain.
That'll be cool. I can't wait, because we did this on our honeymoon in Jamaica. Sweet. But I was much younger back then.
Yeah. On our St. Thomas Day, we actually took a side trip over to St. John and did some hopping around over there, checking out some of the local flavor, if you will.
Nice.
What about Castaway? What'd you do on Castaway this time? Because I know, like, you, if people don't know, like, Jared and Stacy, like, they had their honeymoon on Disney Cruise Line, then they waited like 15, 20 years to go back to Disney Cruise Line. So I know Castaway has changed a lot, and you went over the podcast cruise because you got canceled on your cruise before then. But did you get off the ship this time? Did you explore Castaway?
We did. We did the 5K just because it's kind of, it feels like the thing you have to do as, you know, quote unquote runners.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we did that and we spent the rest of the time over at Serenity Bay, just relaxing and not doing a darn thing.
So that place actually exists. No, I've never been there.
We are going to go there this time because Mallory's got her friend, her cousin's going with us. So that allows Paige, Pam, and I to go do adult stuff. Wow. Because
so it does exist?
See, okay. Well, I think it does. I've seen it at the end of the airstrip during the 5K. I think.
I'm going to give you a warning to temper your expectations.
Oh.
It is a beach. And that's pretty much it.
That's fine. So, like, that's great.
The family beach, you know, has, you know, all of this, you know, all this movement, all this kinesis, you know, things moving around. You've got the, you know, the water slides out there. You've got the people snorkeling out there. You got the ship over in the background. When you're over at Serenity Bay, it's a beach.
It's Serenity
Bay. And some people love that. That's what some people want. But for us, it was just like, you know, the whole benefit of Serenity Bay is that there are no kids, and if that's what you're looking for, you're gonna have the time of your life.
Dude, I taught school for 17 years. I am totally cool with that for 3 hours.
I see what Jared's so saying though, because I kind of want the
No, I do.
I like the action, you know, like,
yeah. Hey, I totally hear what you're saying. I love, like, it's why I like Pop Century. I like the energy. I don't like a dead, like, hotel or a dead theme park. But, dude, 3 hours on the beach with no kids, I can take Serenity. That's why it's called that. God, yeah, it sounds good. I'll take it.
And then, Jared, not to suck up all your time today.
We were at Serenity.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, Gaddy.
No, go ahead, Jared. What were you going to say about Serenity Bay?
What I was saying is the other thing at Serenity Bay was, the day we were there, there was seemed like an overabundance of moss or seagrass floating around in the water, which was kind of off-putting. It was a little bit gross, but you know, it could have just been, hey, you know, we got, you know, a bunch of rain the week before, and you know, this is, you know, the after effects of that, or I don't know if that's just like the time of year, but. Yeah, just kind of like what we experienced when we were at Serenity Bay.
Now, we've had days like that at Castaway Key too, where all that moss kind of comes in. I've had those too. Yep,
it happens. Yep. Real quick though, because I'm turning this into a mini trip report for you. So you had the cruise line, but you mentioned you were at Walt Disney World for a few days before. Any highlights there? I know Flower and Garden was happening. You know, I think you say that Pop Century perhaps for a couple of those nights. So anything cool you want to report back on the Walt Disney World trip?
Let's see. Yes, it was what, Flower and Garden. So we had to get down there because we did not get to experience that so far this year. So, you know, getting to see that was pretty cool. We stayed at Pop Century on the tail end of the trip. We stayed at our home resort of Grand Destino Tower.
Nice.
The first few nights of the trip. That's always a highlight. We love that place so much.
I love it.
We had dinner at Topolino's Terrace. I know what it is. Topolino's Terrace. Highlight of the trip was the filet of sole from Topolino's Terrace. Again, doing some research for my buddy Scott. He had heard or had seen pictures that the filet of sole may have changed from its original incarnation. And it's, according to pictures, it looks like it has. It definitely is what we got served, or what was served to us, is definitely different than the picture that I got from Scott. But the flavor was amazing. It still tasted so great. And what I don't know, Scott, is when you got yours and the previous ones that you've gotten, if they deboned it at the table, because they don't do that anymore.
No, so I never had them debone it at the table for me, because I think you may have mentioned that, and okay. I was like, well, that must, maybe I've been on version two then or something, because I've never seen that before, but but you don't know how happy that makes my heart, like hearing that the flavor like is good, because like I was worried when I saw your photo. I'm like, man, that looks different, and that's like my favorite dish of Walt Disney World, and sounds like it was a hit with you and Stacy too, which makes, and you guys have great taste, so I feel good. I feel confident that the sole is still the dish to get there.
I liked it.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to get on that ship. So did you enjoy that? So now that you've been on the Wish and the Fantasy, which layout did you prefer? Because you've been on both in the last year.
Well, let's see. I prefer the layout of the Fantasy, right? The Wish is just a little too spread out for me. Like, I like having the lounges in one consolidated area rather than pockets around different parts of the ship. Now, what I will say is, even though the Wish is laid out much more poorly than the Fantasy, I personally was able to navigate myself around the Wish better than the Fantasy. Now, I think I did more homework ahead of time on the layout of the ship to kind of know where things were, since the Wish cruises are so short.
Yeah.
This one, I did some cursory homework and knew like a general area of where things were. But I found myself, going down a stairwell or something, not knowing which direction to go and having to kind of like double check that one. But all in all, I prefer the Dream class. The Fantasy is a winner for me.
Yeah. I love those ships. Nice. That's my favorite class too. So, I mean, they're all great, but I'm the same way. I love back in Europa, with like the Tube and Skyline and O'Gills and what's that, the whole the like carousel La Italian Fiesta place that looks like a merry-go-round. That's so cool looking.
Tasting in there.
Oh my god, we did tequila in Ooh La La or whatever that place is, the champagne bar. That was, we were arm wrestling Pitbull. It was wild.
Well, yeah. What happened, Jared, is that there was a group that didn't show up, so it was like our group, it was like me, Mike, Steve, Jay, Brandon, and Justin, I think. So we had like a big group, and there was another big group. And then this whole group didn't show up, so we decided that we were going to arm wrestle all their tequila shots.
Yep. We had to arm wrestle for the leftover tequila. And
pretty wild.
This guy looked like Pitbull. And Scrawny us were wrestling, arm wrestling this cat. And he was just like, let me just smoke all takers. And it was not pretty. But it didn't matter because we were already finished with our first round. So it was a good day, though. And the ironic part is we were in Ooh La La, which is the fancy, champagne bar. So anyway. Well,
Jared, it sounded like
all of the arm wrestling debauchery. Did you have fun?
Oh, my God. We always have fun every second. I mean, too much fun. That's what a cruise is all about.
You're still here alive to tell the story, right?
Exactly. Yeah, again, it's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day. Our wives were there, got us back to the stateroom somehow, and we're here to tell the tale. So that's how it works. Well, hey, we get to get together on Memorial Day, so I can't wait to see you guys. It's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, that sounds great. I can't wait.
All right,
I need another break. I need another vacation.
Well, I don't know if like this is vacation, but we'll do something fun.
One more quick thing before I go. On Serenity Bay, there were reports that somebody saw a 3 or 4 foot nurse shark in the water. So
great. You didn't have to say that. Why did you have to go in with that? Thanks.
Well, they're gentle, Mike.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, I'll need a nurse after the shark takes off.
Just asked the question to Mike, did he die? And then you're talking about sharks. I mean,
I know. And seriously, my right foot hurts so bad right now. I got a heartbeat in my right foot that, if it got chomped off, I don't even know, because it hurts so bad. I'm trying to think, would that matter?
Mike, when I was at Serenity Bay, there was a nurse shark in the water. Did I make it home? Yes. Did I die? No.
No.
Everything is good.
that means the law of averages is not in my favor, is what I, the way I see that. So now I got to worry about the bus ride in Tortola and the nurse shark at Serenity Bay. Got two things to dream about.
Sounds like you're not getting off the ship, Mike. You're just going to enjoy it. Hey,
Mike, the next time it rains, step outside, see if you get struck by lightning.
Hey, we had a conversation about that with my wife the other night. She's like, we only got two laps left to walk around the lake. I'm like, lightning doesn't care if we only have two laps left. That lightning was close on the last strike. It doesn't matter if we have two laps left. Anyway, it's Mother's Day. I shouldn't say that. Jared, we'll see you soon, buddy.
And
thanks for the trip.
And you're taller.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said. I said, I am the tallest thing around right now. That's why you are safe. Yeah, you read my mind. Exactly. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys.
All right. Talk to you later. Jared. All right. See you. Bye. All right.
I'm glad you called because I know you're going to be doing that exact same itinerary in less than 60 days.
I cannot wait to get on that bus. Church buses are awesome. All right, we have our next caller, and especially in mountains where you got to turn off the air conditioner to go up the hill and get hot. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, it's Megan from Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
Megan, Pennsylvania, we're doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing well, doing well. I see some friends, like, you know, they decided to spend Mother's Day in Disney, and I was like, man, that was a good idea, but I did not.
Well, you know, that's, we're all here and just hanging out. Yeah, we can't all be the smartest person in the room, I guess. So the moms that are at
Disney,
Mexico
Disney
and Epcot.
YouTube, Ben, so, you know.
You know, maybe the next holiday you'll be at Walt Disney World. Who knows?
There you go. There you go. Well, we do have your speaking about the cruise, that's our next trip we have planned. We're going out on the Dream for the first time this fall.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna love the Dream.
We're doing our first without kids trip, so we are looking forward to all the Serenity Bay and everything that you've been speaking about.
Hey, watch out, there's a nurse shark out there.
Apparently.
Jared is like starting rumors now.
I know. No one's going to go out there now.
I think it's he's going back and he wants to have it all to himself. So now when are you going on the Dream?
November, the beginning of November. We're doing it for 10-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. That's how you do it. I've never done a trip without the kids except for honeymoon. That was it.
This will be our first one. So we're just doing a 3-night, just keeping it. They're still pretty young. So we're doing a 3-night, but, we're looking forward to it. And we're really looking forward because there's a stop at Castaway and a stop at Lookout Point on that one.
Oh,
so we're
very
pumped to check out Lookout Point.
You're going to be one of the first. You're going to have all the knowledge. So on the ship, on the Dream itself, because we both sailed the Dream multiple times, what are you looking forward to? Mm-hmm. Like, as far as what you've read, looked at pictures, I'm sure you've watched vlogs. I mean, if you're like me, you're obsessed. Like, what are you looking forward to as far as like the ship experience?
We've been on the Fantasy.
Oh, okay.
Love
same
the
thing.
Fantasy.
Okay.
We did the Wish last year. And, you know, when we were on it at the time, we were kind of missing things about the Fantasy. But now that we're going on the Dream, we're like, oh, but it's not going to have this that the Wish has. So, I mean, they definitely have their own space. I think part of what makes people love the Fantasy so much, too, is because most people have been on the Fantasy for an entire week, and it really makes it feel like home.
Right. I got to give you a bell on that one. That is so true because like you're always, the Fantasy only sails 7-nighters for the most part. Now it's going to go back for people that are booking in the future. It's going to start doing 4 or 5. It's going to start doing really wonky cruises moving forward once the Treasure starts sailing. So you might get it for a 4-nighter Bahamian. It's going to do all kinds of wild stuff here moving forward. But like for the legacy cruisers, if you've sailed the Fantasy like me, it's probably been a 7-night Caribbean cruise. And you're right. You've been on that sucker for a long time. So it's probably been an awesome experience because you got a whole week at sea with sea days and Palo brunches. And that's a good point. I never thought about it. Because if you're on the Wish, it's a 3 or 4 night, boom, you're on, you're off.
Yeah. I mean, and we're looking forward to doing all the adult stuff, like not having to do any of the kids stuff this time. Like for the first time, we're going to have the late dining. So we're looking forward to, you know, kind of the extra relaxation and not rushing to dinner that's going to bring. And, you know, just sitting at the Cove Cafe and sitting in the adult area and going to Serenity Bay. And we're looking forward to just a more relaxed pace and literally just doing what we want.
Scott, I've never been in Cove Cafe. Have you, Scott? Do you go in there?
Yeah, I've been to Cove Cafe. Yeah, but like, yeah, that's a great adult thing to do too, right? Like, you can just relax, wake up early, don't have to worry about getting, I don't know how old your kids are, but getting them around for the day, you know, you can just do what you want, which is amazing to think, right? Like, we're just going to do what we want today. And I just love that.
Yeah. And of course, they're kind of, especially my 7-year-old, he's saying, not fair, you're going on a cruise, Disney cruise without us. And I said, we're literally just going to do the things that are boring. We're going to enjoy our meals and we're going to sit on the beach, literally things you don't want to do. So it's going to be okay. Yeah. We'll do all the adventure and crazy stuff when we go back with you.
And Megan, I was going to comment. So a couple of Memorial Day weekends ago, like, we booked a cruise on the Dream, a 3-nighter, like 2 days before.
This was wild. Like, I remember that weekend.
It was crazy. So the only option we had was second dining. And which we always do, like the main, like the first dining, and we loved it. Oh my God. Like, it was our favorite thing. Like, it was just, it wasn't as crowded as seemed like in the dining rooms. And like, we weren't rushed to like get ready for dinner. You know, we can go to the show first, which we liked, or do whatever we wanted. Like, we love second dining. So I'll be curious to hear what you think about that. But we were big fans personally.
I'm looking forward to that. And once they're old enough, I think, cause they're 4 and 7 now, like, so we definitely can't do, you know, second dining with them now, but once they're old enough in a few years, I think we'll really enjoy that too with them.
You're going
to
have,
what are your thoughts on that, Mike? Because I know, like, especially with the podcast cruise, we try to do main dining because there's so many families and such, but do you have a preference, or you always eat early because you wake up so early?
Do you not watch what time I eat in real life? In real life, I eat at 4:15 every day.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I get up at 4:45. So I eat breakfast usually at like 7:30. So I eat lunch at 11. So yeah, I'm ready. And I burn a ton of calories usually most days, but I eat early. So yeah, 5:45 dinner is perfect for me.
And then you just go to Luigi's later and get pizza.
But that's the thing is, you know, like, I see, cause I've been watching vlogs and I see the people who have the late dining. What they'll do is they'll go have like a, they'll go down to like Flo's V8 cafe, you know, or something like that on the Fantasy, or, you know, whatever it is, you know, on the ships. The little food court on the Wish, the whatever that is, the Marceline Market. Not Marceline, that's the food court. That's the, like, cabanas.
No, they have, like, the World Foods thing.
Yeah,
or
yeah, where, the like, festival, the ribs, food. Festival foods, yeah, festival. Like, where the tacos and the ribs and stuff. But you'll go down there, you know, say at, like, you know, 4 o'clock and get, like, a little, like, like, fourth meal. You know, like, a little snack to tide you over till 8:30. You know, and I'm kind of jealous of that, right?
Or just do the free room service while you're getting ready.
Yeah, exactly.
All hands on deck.
Because we've never really done room service. We've done it like once or twice. And Pam says, my wife, like on this cruise, she's like, we are going to do room service. We've always said we're going to. But the problem is we're never hungry. Like, you know, she says, we're going to get like, you know, ice cream or something at late at night before we go to bed, like cookies or something
That's our tradition on the last night of the cruise, Robert. We do that.
Well, we'll order coffee and like some fruit the night before to like have a pre-breakfast before, just some coffee on the veranda before we go to cabanas in the morning, just to kind of wake up that way.
That's a good idea. Yeah, because I know you like Scott, like sit down breakfast. I like cabanas. I like to go up there and just kind of grab stuff off the buffet. I'm a buffet guy. Like, I like get my eggs Benedict and just grab stuff, but like, Scott's a sit down guy. That's what I love about cruising, right? Everybody gets what they like, and you know, it's a great experience. Right. You know, everybody kind of customize the trip to what they like.
So, Megan, sounds like this is a Port Canaveral cruise, right? So, and you're coming from Pennsylvania.
It's
so.
Actually Fort Lauderdale.
Fort Lauderdale. That's okay. Cool.
I'm so curious about that port too.
So probably not tying in any wall with Disney World stuff then, if you're sailing out of Fort Lauderdale.
No, not this time. We were just in Disney World and we went in January, and then we're actually going to plan to Disneyland in March for the first time. So,
Love those first time Disneyland trips. Disneyland, you're getting a lot of those, Mike.
I know, and I'm telling you what, man, you're going to be hooked. I love Disneyland.
We're so excited.
Oh, it's so, oh my God, you're going to be, I'm telling you. I saw the picture of me standing at the gates for the first, because I didn't have tickets. We got there the first night. We got there about 3 p.m. We're staying at the Disneyland Hotel. I told my family. So we went with Scott. Scott wasn't there yet. He was still in San Diego. He was driving up the next day. I walked through the Esplanade. I walked through downtown Disney, walked over to the Esplanade, you know, like at Disneyland, you can like, there's actual like iron gates, right? When you can see the train station. I mean, it is right there. And I was, I guess my wife was standing behind me, and I just stood at the gates, and I stood there for a good 5 minutes and just looked at the floral Mickey, the train station that said Disneyland, watched the train go by. And I was like, oh my God, I am at Disneyland. Yep. Like, this is what I've seen on TV. And like, it didn't hit me like that I wanted to be there so bad because I couldn't go in that day, but tickets weren't good till the next day. But I was like, I am at Disneyland. And it's going to hit you like a ton of bricks, man. I hope it does, because it was just, and the whole trip was just nonstop perfect after that. Oh, I love Disneyland.
We're gonna do it the right way. We're going to stay at Disneyland Hotel and just really soak it all in. So that's the plan.
It's awesome. It's like the little Polynesian in the middle there, I think. That's me. I think it feels like a Polynesian.
Because we love Trader Sam.
So oh, yes. Yeah. Tango Terrace, all that stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you have to let us know about the Port of Fort Lauderdale. I'm curious about that. I know it's a hike from Orlando area. Disney, so,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think they've done a good job. I've heard good things about that, that they've really tried to make it super efficient, kind of a Disney feel. You know, it's not like, because I sailed out of Miami one time and it was basically just like a building, you know, but it was, I mean, that was, Mallory was like five. I mean, she's driving now. So that was a long time ago. This one's
now,
be cool.
You guys, have you seen the map that they put out a week or so ago about Lookout Point?
I did, briefly. I didn't study it terribly, but the only thing I saw
was
you can talk about the adult area.
The adult beach is right by the family beach. And we were like, oh yeah, we're going to do adult beach. And it looks like it's right up against the family beach. So I'm interested how that's going to work out.
Well, I did see though that people were commenting that was it the cabanas or something that were so remote?
Yeah.
There was one thing that was like
the cabanas are right by the ship, and then everything else is on the a mile on the other side of the island.
I mean, the thing is, maps can be tricky, right? And they're still I'm sure. Yeah. I mean, they've had Castaway Key now for 25 years, and they know what works. I wouldn't trust. They're gonna know what they're doing. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be so awesome. Totally. Because, you know, the thing was, I truly believe this. The hotel rooms at Walt Disney World got so much better because of how the cruise ships evolved, right? Because the cruise ships had to be so efficient with, like, the storage under the beds, right? People need a place to put their junk on the cruise ships because they have to be so efficient with those rooms. That's when, like, your bed at Pop Century or at All-Star, whatever, All-Stars, the Moderates, all of a sudden now, instead of having that big base, you can slide your suitcase under the beds. And, like, they start adding more ports.
And the pull-down beds now.
Yep. I swear, like, the evolution of the Walt Disney World hotel room came from Cruise Line. They learn as the years go on what works. And so I know that the island's going to be the same way. They're taking the best of Castaway Key, going to take it to Lookout. I have a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a private Disney island. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful.
I'll go and find out, you know, hey, because I don't have a cruise book for that yet, but I'd like to. I'd like to give some thoughts. Pam Forrester will be there before everybody else, so she'll give us some thoughts, I guarantee you.
I'm sure.
Great. Yeah. That's great.
Yep. And she'll have her safari outfit on and down there, like, letting us know. She's ready to rock. Well, hey, we appreciate anything else you got going on. Hopefully you're having a great Mother's Day and the kids are treating you well, not driving you nuts.
They've done well today.
Did you get so they're the perfect age, right? To bring you like breakfast in bed and like spill it on your comforter or something.
They were so proud. My 4-year-old helped with the eggs and my son helped carry the tray. Fortunately, my husband had the sense to help him carry the tray because he tripped over the dog bed as he was putting it onto my bed, but it was all good.
That's the good stuff.
And they let me dress them in matching clothes too. So
see that's what life's all about, though. You know what I'm saying? That's the stuff you'll remember. You'll be talking about for 30 years.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, thanks for the call and happy Mother's Day to you. We appreciate you calling in here on
Thank
Mother's
you so
Day.
Much.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk to you before that cruise. Don't be a stranger. Talk to you soon.
Take care, Megan.
Sounds good.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 474-139-3395. We can sneak in one more call if you'd like. Yeah, it is cruise. It's definitely cruise day, which is fine with me because you're going on two back-to-back. I'm going on one all in the next 50 days or so, 55 days.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
There's something about that cruise life. It's so nice, man. It's like a relaxing vacation. I mean, you're doing stuff too. Like you're doing excursions, you're getting off, you know, and all that. But like, it's, man, I just love it. A floating hotel room.
Yes. Every day you wake up to a different place or you're just out in the middle of the ocean, which is cool with me because I'm from Missouri. I like
cool
seeing
too,
the ocean. Yeah. Okay. Got a couple of questions. And then if we don't get another call, we'll just wrap Ryan, who's always here. We appreciate you, Ryan, being on Facebook. Says, hey guys, just booked my DVC room 11 months to go now. Thanks for helping make the waiting process more bearable. Thank you for being with us. On the topic of DVC, did you see that the new tower is available to book soon? What do you think that'll do to the monorail crowds? We're talking about the new tower over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, which is going to be called, it has a name, the Tropical. I memorized it yesterday, and now that we're on the air, I totally just dropped the ball. I had it memorized. I was like, I need to remember that because I need to know this for my job and for the show. I want to say it had the word tropical in it, but maybe
not. I don't know. I just call it the DVC Polynesian Tower.
Same, but I like try to memorize these things. Yeah. I'll get it. But it, yeah, the new tower is available to book soon. What do you think?
I think it's it'll be coming up in June, I think, is the dates I saw. And it's gonna be kind of staggered with like DVC members, because I think you can book, like, there'll be a lot of cash rooms, I think, booking that. And the question about the monorail crowds, like, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
What's going to be busy? I mean,
yeah, it's going to be insane. Yeah,
I mean, there's no doubt about it.
So I will continue to do my favorite mode of transportation when I say the Polynesian to Magic Kingdom, and that is boat.
Yep.
And then walk to the TTC if I want to go to Epcot.
Yeah. So
but that's going to be busy. It's going to be busy. I'm very curious how this is all going to play out. Like, I don't know, Mike. It scares me. Like, you're adding like all this,
because that tower's huge. That tower's big. It's a lot of rooms. So you're right. And we were talking about this again in the clubhouse over on the Discord. We're having this conversation how that is going to add a ton of capacity, because the preferred method is going to be the monorail. People, the monorail's cool. I mean, that's why you stay at the monorail. We call them the monorail resorts. We don't call them the boat resorts. But and also those little boat launches, they don't hold a lot of people. Like, because you're not talking about the ferry. I mean, you could walk to the TTC and get on the ferry, but then you're contending with all the people in the cars, the day guests, right? So that's not ideal. Those little boat, you could add capacity with the boat launches. You could add a few more of those, but I mean, how many do you think those hold? Maybe 40?
Yeah, not 30? Many. And then depending on how the walkway is at Grand Floridian, you could possibly walk to the Grand Floridian, then walk over to Magic Kingdom. But that's a long walk.
Yeah, that's a super long morning. Walk. Yeah, people are going to want to walk that. I don't think.
I'm curious how that goes. Like, I'm curious about a pool. Like, I think in one of their artist renderings, I saw a pool. And then, like, in this latest one, like, I could barely see the pool. So I'm like, please tell me that pool is still going to be there. We need that pool desperately.
You're like, was that a pool or was that a puddle? Like after a big tropical storm, right? Or something?
Yeah. I was trying to like go back and forth on the two artist renderings. I'm like, it looks a little different now. But I think we're talking about it. I think our good friend, the CFB by the numbers, was saying like, that's going to be the best happily ever after view.
Oh, yeah.
One of those like water views over there. Like, that's going to be amazing.
And I mean, if we got confirmation that there has to be like a really nice signature restaurant at the top of that tower that's going to be the equivalent of California Grill. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it has to be. Also, Wesley here, as we're wrapping up the show, says checking into Riverside on Tuesday. So by the time this comes out on the feed, you're going to be there. Any tips for Riverside? I just love it, man. To me, get up sunrise, take a walk along the Sasagula. It's like glass before that first boat goes down, and just enjoy the beauty is what I say.
Love that sunrise. Make sure you get over the French Quarter too and get some beignets. That's like one of my favorite Disney snacks. I love going there. And like Mike said, just take the walk over, you know, just walk over. I mean, it's a little bit of a hike, but I think it's nice. And do the boats. The Sasagula boats are
They're not running right now, though.
Because of the low water.
I know. Pray for a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Actually, it is supposed to rain a lot. Yeah, it actually is supposed to. I mean, I hate not trying to rain on Wesley's parade here, literally, but it is supposed to rain a ton this week coming up. I saw the forecast. So maybe they'll come back. I mean, I guess that's good news, bad news.
Wesley.
Is that good news, bad news? The boats come back, but it's raining a ton? I don't know. But, I mean.
We're going to have a great time. I love the vibe at Riverside. Yeah. And Mike was talking about walking. Walk through all the buildings. Like, go through the mansions and Alligator Bayou. They're beautiful to look at. So.
Yep. And Carolyn says Riverside is amazing, calm, peaceful. The food court is good. The food court is good. If you like,
make sure you order at the right food court.
Oh my God. I forgot about that day. Scott's still waiting on his order, I think. This was in 2018.
We were ordering at French Quarter. Mike ordered his for Riverside. And then it's like, oh, we could just go over there and get it. And then you got yours right away. Like, you like cheated the system somehow.
I did.
And so then I think I'm still waiting for
you. Still waiting for your order. They're like, Scott, Gardner. Gardner.
But everyone else in my family got their order too.
I know. And that was really good, but I felt bad for you. Last question of the day, and then we're going to call it a night, and we're going to get with our wives and get them dinner. But Teresa says, Disneyland question, Storytellers Cafe for breakfast or dinner? I've only done one. I've only done breakfast. What about you?
I've only done the breakfast there too, and I will tell you that is the right answer still.
That is true. That breakfast, that breakfast is rocking there. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
It's where I was introduced. I'm going to butcher the name of it, but it's like my favorite dish, the chili quiche. That is just unbelievable. The character interaction was good. I will say though, I wish they would bring back like the brother bear and like Pinocchio character, not Pinocchio, like Pocahontas characters. Now it's just like, I mean, it's cool because it's Mickey and Minnie and like the gang and all that, but I'd loved seeing the obscure like wildlife animals while we're at Storytellers. But breakfast is really, really great. I love it.
Yeah.
But we're hearing that from our Disneyland expert out there that both are great, that the dinner has a wonderful buffet as well. So
I guess dinner, I haven't paid attention. I guess dinner's not characters, just maybe characters at breakfast.
Characters are at breakfast.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, the character interaction out there was amazing, though. Like, we had such good character interaction. And I'm telling you, like, those chili quiches, I'd never had them because you'd been talking them up like they were. I mean, you talk them up like I talk the cinnamon chips at El Rancho del Zocalo. I preach about those things.
Yeah.
Because they're so good. And you just kept they lived up to the hype, man. I'm telling you, they are amazing. They are worth the price of admission.
They have some, like, great, like, bread pudding. They have an omelet station there, too. Like, it's one of the better Disney buffets that I've been to for sure. But I mean, like prime rib and bread pudding at dinner time too. Like, you can't go wrong is really the answer. I guess the question is like, do you want the character interaction? And I would say,
yes.
Like, you can. And you compare it to like, is it Goofy's Kitchen, which I'm not the biggest fan of. Their menu is kind of weird to me. So like, if you're like with kids wanting to do like a character breakfast, like definitely do the Storytellers. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. It was a really cool, the atmosphere was cool. The food was amazing. The characters are great. Okay, a couple shout outs before we get out of here. First of all, Jacob Snell says, currently sitting waiting for Fantasmic to start and boarding the Wish tomorrow.
Ooh.
So bon voyage and start the wave. Me and you right here. Ready, Scott? Start the wave so Jacob can start it. There we go. Start the wave at Fantasmic. Okay, we just
already starting the wave at Fantasmic.
I love it. We just started the wave at Fantasmic on the podcast. And there you go. Exactly. Somewhere beyond the sea.
I love Fantasmic. That last trip we did, we went twice and we saw it twice. It is like, I don't know. We just like re-fell in love with it or something. Cause I love like the new show, like the updates they've done. Like, oh man, it's so good.
And the final shout out of the night is from Jason Miller, who's tuned in on Facebook, who just let us know. He said, I could use some fries with Parm cheese from Primo Piatto right now. You and me, brother, you and me, Scott, you want some fries?
Primo Piatto. And a salad and a flatbread. Let's just go for it all. Let's hit the home run here.
Dude, the burger. They have a great burger. Let's go.
Yeah. And then we'll go to Bar Riva and get a couple old fashions. There we go.
This is why we have the Sunday night call-in shows, because you guys are awesome. We get to hang out every week. We get to take your calls. We get to hang out in the chat. And this is what we do all the time over in the Discord. So come on over and join us. BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Discord. This is the clubhouse. And this is where we love to hang out with you every single day. So come on over and join us. Don't forget our show brought to you by The Magic for Less Travel. We'd love to help you plan your next Disney vacation, whether it's down to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney. No additional cost to you and lots of little booking bonuses. So check them out this week over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. That really helps us out. And especially thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys make all of this possible. The video hosting, the audio hosting, the bandwidth, that stuff all adds up. And it's because of you that we can do all of this. So a huge thank you to you. And if you'd like to support us, just $5 a month, you get that bonus show. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Today we did a show. It was about the other mothers in our lives. And, you know, I don't talk to my mom very much, but I've had a lot of other mother figures in my life, my grandmas, and especially the teacher next door, not the one that I married. The teacher that was on the other side in 133,
that sounds like a really like weird movie.
I know it does. It sounds like a Lifetime movie. I said that to Pam, and we were going to have Spaghetti Factory yesterday for Mother's Day, and I was trying to I like to give the daughters the heebie-jeebies, you know, every once in a while, you know how you do like as parents, and I was like, yeah, I did marry the teacher next door. And like, that's your mom. And so they're like, shut up. I'm like, well, you know, so it kind of freaks them out. But the other teacher next door was this really older veteran teacher who was just like, she's like solid, right? I mean, I could go to her for like just great advice every day. And she was just kind. And, you know, I never thought about it, but as a young teacher being like one of the only males in a building of like a staff of like 90 people and like three guys in the building, I could always go to her for advice. And she was a very motherly person. So like I need to send her a message and just say thank you for being kind of like a surrogate mother in those times. So that's kind of what we talked about today on Mike in the Midwest. We talked about some other things, but that's kind of what you get. So if you want to join us, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Let's see what else. Give Scott a follow on the social media. He's got a lot going on. He vlogs. He's on the social media all over the place. So check him out. Epscott, E-P-S-C-O-T. I'm at BR Guest Mike. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Threads. And we talked about the clubhouse, brguestpodcast.com/discord. You need to get there ASAP so you can talk with us all the time over there. And we'll do this again next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. I think that's it. We'll have the shows this week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And this Monday, we've got another guest from the UK. He's awesome. It's Ian. He's in our Discord. I'm telling you what, you're going to love. We got a thing going with these UK guests who stay up late. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It's going to be a good show. So get ready. It's coming out here in just a couple hours. If you're watching live, if you're on the feed, you've heard it on Monday, but it's going to be a good show. Ian was awesome. So we're going to get out of here, have some great shows for you this week. But as always, we just appreciate you supporting our show. So thank you so much for that. Scott, have some fun with Elizabeth. Tell her I said happy Mother's Day.
Same to you and Pam and all the awesome moms that are out there.
Absolutely. All right. So everybody else, you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.